Blog Talk Radio. Bonnie Albers on air, and you are actually hearing us exactly when the music stopped today, because we are here, and I'm not having a blog talk moment. Hi, Susan!
Hey! What? No scream this morning?
Wait, I can only do that on Mondays, remember?
Oh,
Mondays
that's only a Monday scream?
But I have to tell you, the only reason I screamed on Tuesday is you attempted to scream, but it was such a faint scream, I had to show you how to scream. That's why I did it on that Tuesday.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, sweetie, I'm just not one of those loud Jewish princesses. I'm sorry.
I know, but
you know,
I'm one of those
quiet, thoughtful Irish girl, Irish Polish girls.
I love that, because guess what, girlfriend? I love Irish, and I rock Polish, too. So I'll teach you when we're together how to be a Jewish princess and how to scream. But I do want to say hello to everybody. Again, I'm in the garage, as you can hear, and it's sometimes it's quiet and sometimes it's not. But anyway, I just want to tell everybody we rock having you. We love that you stayed with us yesterday. We know that you waited, and I had a full board when we had to get off. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone, for coming back and understanding. The blog talk sometimes is ugh, but anyway, we love it. Susan,
yeah, it looks like chat's up, sweetie.
Yes, and Kelly, it
looks like Kelly's in chat. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. We love you, honey. I had so much problems yesterday that you don't know about yet, but I'm sure the chatters will tell you. Anyway, Susan, I did want, before I start the show, and we start with who we are and what we do, I do want to tell everybody, Susan and I had such great callers yesterday. It was heavy messages that we delivered, and we want to let you know that we don't take that lightly, that we rock and love everyone we talk to, and we give you the messages from Spirit that they want us to deliver. And because we're counselors, as well as Spirit and psychic mediums and intuitives and Akashic record readers, we mix it all, but we want to thank you all yesterday. They were some heavy-duty messages we gave, and we want you to know we're always with you. We're here to support you, and whenever you need us, just call in.
Yeah, because we really had to pull on our life coaching and counseling and therapy background, because there was some really deep, emotional, heartfelt answers that were being put out.
And we just want you to know, everyone, and this is why I'm saying it, we do not take any messages we give you lightly. They are from Spirit. They're from when we pull in from our counseling. It is always with Spirit. And we just want you to know, thank you for allowing us in. Thank you for letting us help. And we're here every Monday, Tuesday, kind of like every day. Just, you know, call in and we'll always help you. So thank you again, everyone, for keeping with us yesterday. Anyway, on a lighter note, because, you know, I have a song. A song's coming to me, Susan.
Oh, God. Can you warn me first?
No, I'm just going to sing it, everyone. Okay, I'll only sing a couple verses. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Oh, God, yes. You're only about a week early.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to me. On Monday, I'm just going to tell you, this is going to be every day now until my birthday next Monday, of which I really don't have any plans on really being on the radio for my birthday, but then I decided that who would I want to share my birthday with more than all of you? And of course, I know all of you want to hear me sing happy birthday. So I am going to do a show. Susan and I are going to be on next Monday from 1 to 2, and then we will not be here. I will be gone the rest of the week. So, and Kelly will have Wednesday, Thursday. Susan and I will not be here on Tuesday. So just to let everybody know, I am rocking my birthday with all of you. Again, I'm Bonnie Albers. You're with Bonnie Albers on air. I am an RN, a legal nurse consultant. I'm a counselor, and I am a life coach. I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. But my big love, my big, big forte that I want to take forever and a day is Spirit. I am a psychic spirit medium. I rock it. I love it. I want it. I bring you any messages I can. And I'll tell you, you can reach me on Facebook. You can friend me, like me, whatever you want to do. But we really appreciate you liking us on Blog Talk. That way you get all the shows. Sometimes I put up the week's shows. Sometimes I don't even. This summer is just so crazy. I can't even get to Facebook sometimes. So please go to Blog Talk, like us, and you'll get our shows and the list of shows that we're going to do. And you can always email me at balbers714, my birthday, at AOL.com. And I love you all, and I want you to meet my co-host. If you don't know her, Susan Z, the fab Susan Z. Go for it, Susan.
Okay, sweetie. Well, I want to say hi to all our listeners and everyone in chat. And, of course, you know, we're going to support Bonnie as each day goes by for her birthday, as she July 14th. Everyone remember, put that on. Make sure that you put on Facebook how happy you are that she is now turning 16.
Yay!
So we want to make that day. I'm Susan Z. Rich. I'm Bonnie's partner, radio partner, cohort in metaphysical fun and crime.
I mean, thank
you. We do a little bit of both.
Thank you. Because don't you think it's much, much fun to, or not, that's not even a word, that it's much more fun or much more intriguing to be into nice crime than like, hi, we're just here. I mean, crime to me can be fun. It's just a little edgy, but we don't do anything illegal. I don't think, Susan, do you? Because I know
no.
I don't.
No, like being bad sometimes. That's why every so often. We have to say, it's like, are we allowed to say that on air? But, you know, we'll talk about just about anything. And we'd like to keep it in white light and in the spiritual energy. We also want to remind everyone, you know, as much as we love everyone in chat, but try to stay out of religious or political discussions in chat because it's more metaphysical show. So, Ann, let me tell you a little bit about me. You be quiet for a few minutes.
Wait a minute.
What?
I didn't get it. You went right past that whole thing, and you did not give me a chance to say anything. So I have to say something. The reason we love you to – we love you to chat and chat, but we want to see you. We love to see if you – you know, discussions on metaphysics, on what you do and who you are, because there's so many people that go to chat that are so metaphysical. You each can share all of your things and gifts and what you think we're talking about. Like when we bring up cord cutting, we'd love to see what you think. And I know Kelly, who's in chat, will actually come and bloob me out with that yellow thing that she does if she needs me to, like, say something like somebody in chat wants to know. So please interact with us. We love that. In fact, I'm going to do a show where we just do chat. We're going to let every chatter on or every chatter ask a question, and that's coming up soon. We're going to do that. That's something that I had planned. But we love you in chat, and we want you to chat metaphysically, but we don't want anybody to get hurt. And people get hurt when you bring up religion or
and it's like, you know, people get, you know, upset and offended because everyone is entitled to their own beliefs, and we honor everyone's beliefs. And so there are lots and lots of forums out there that, you know, you can do religion and politics, but this is metaphysical, and we love it when you interact with us, whatever it is that we're talking about and saying.
Or unless you want to talk about food, we can always talk about food. Food's good, never controversial, and everybody has to eat it. Okay, go ahead, Susan. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I am a third-generation Akashic medium, which means that I interpret your life soul journey and be able to open your Akashic records, or you open them, I read them. Also, like Bonnie, I am a life coach and a counselor. I do emotional addiction counseling. I'm clairaudient, empathic, and clairvoyant. I'm also a recovery hypnotherapist, Reiki master, and energetic healer.
I'm so glad, Susan, that you didn't say a recovering something else, like which you could be anyway, a recovering alcoholic, but that's what I expected you to say.
No, actually, not me, but that's how I got involved in the emotional addiction counseling, is because I used to be a 12-step drug and alcohol counselor. And then went past that and decided,
and I used to be a sex counselor.
Yeah. So, it's kind of, all those are physical manifestations of something deeper, a spiritual wound, an emotional wound. And that's why I decided to go into the emotional core of those kind of addictions. Let's move on beyond that. It's like I'm the author of the published book, Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine, which is on Amazon.com, which Bonnie will love to tell you that she
channeled it for me. I just
didn't
want to interrupt
you
again. I mean, I've been interrupting you the whole time, so I kind of just wanted to
let you
do it. I'm gonna see if you can do that book justice, since I did channel it. Go ahead for you, Susan.
Yes. Okay. It's like she did channel it for me, or up in the ethers before I actually knew her, and let me do all the heavy lifting, and so I wrote it, and then now on Amazon.com. But she, like she says, she would love to have you if you purchase the book. She'll sign it for you and put a little note of encouragement in it. And it's like, and I promised her that when I write the next book, that I will make sure that I put a page on there honoring her contribution. So,
thank you.
And it is a book. Yes, it is a book that kind of connects the dot between the spiritual purpose of our life and our everyday aging windows, our process from teenagehood to young adulthood to the aging process, and kind of makes sense of why we're here, what we do, and how our higher self actually life coaches us through all those soul windows. Let me finish this. That's fine. My website is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in Zebra, R as in Rich, WHITEWINGS.com. And you can go to my website and you can look and see that I do readings. I also am involved in holistics and naturopathic articles. And you can reach me at szrich@aol.com. You can schedule a reading with me for a half hour, an hour. I use tarot and work, and also
tarot.
For Akashic Soul.
Yes.
No.
And she, are you still talking? Are you
go
still
ahead.
Talking?
Now, go ahead. Now you can speak, sweetie.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Just to let you know, because see, I wanted to let you know, and I was being really sweet and nice, that her book I actually took to a conference that I had a couple hundred people, PhDs, MDs, counselors, life coaches, and I took that book for them to purchase and order, because I thought it was such a bridge between the spirit world and our physical existence. And I would use that book if I needed to use the book in a lecture, because it actually explained so much better. And I had a physician, my husband, who's a surgeon, actually say that the book correlates exactly with the hormonal changes in life that we go through. So medicine explains it in the physical form, and I and Susan explain it in the metaphysical form. So it's really cool, and I love the book. Please read it. I mean, it's not that expensive, and you'll see that I've really never gotten past my second soul window, and all of you have. So I'm kind of very lucky, and you aren't. But that's okay. I love you, and I'll support you anyway.
Okay.
So I just want to let you know that. And today we were going to talk, I think I'm going to start with some callers, Susan, because I know that we've had a couple that really had waited yesterday. And I really want to talk a little bit, maybe towards the end, and I'll see what if we have any time we can save this. But I really want to talk about cord cutting. And that was important yesterday to one of the callers, and how to people think that if you uncord yourself, even from your husband or kids, that's a bad thing, that now you're not connected. But it actually rebreathes you. It actually brings life into you. It actually brings your energy back. And you'll always have that connection and probably more cords being made, especially if it's your kids or your husband. But sometimes, or boyfriend, sometimes it gets to the point where you've got to cut your cords in order for your energetic field to work better. So that's what I kind of would love for us to get into, if we have any time. But I'm telling you, girlfriend, because of what happened yesterday, I really want to start taking callers, if that's okay with you.
That's fine with me.
I love that. And then my opinion is the only one that everybody hears, which is cord cutting. No, I did want to talk to you because when we talk to the chatters, we talk to our listeners, we talk to our callers, sometimes they don't understand when we tell you to cut the cords. They think that means cut ties with people. It really doesn't mean that. It means the emotional.
No. It's just the emotional pain. Yeah.
Yeah. So don't think when we ask you to cut the cords or that it's better for you. Actually, when you cut those cords, who stands with you are the people that you need. So, okay, I'm going to take the first caller, and that is 510. They've been waiting a long time. 510, you're on with Susan and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi. Hello. My name
Hi.
Is Sherry.
What is your name?
My name is Sherry.
Okay, is either the microphone, is it Carrie or Sherry?
Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Hi.
Hi,
Sherry.
I have a birthday coming up, and I'd like to just get something general as to what you might see coming up for me in the next few months.
Oh, gee, honey, we don't see general.
Wait a minute. I'm going to sing happy birthday to you, though, and I'm going to give you a minute to ask us a question.
As general as you're going to get right there.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hey, I'm singing. This is not a group singing. Happy birthday, dear Sherry. Now you can ask a question, but it's got to be specific. If we look at your year, wait a minute, Sherry, because I do want to let you know. On Wednesday, Kelly's in chat. Kelly does yearly Atlantean life and birth cards for your year. That's what you want. You want her to go through your year and what cards come up. We're going to answer a question for you. So ask the most important question you have.
I do have a question. I'm in the middle of a job search, and I'd like to know if you see something coming up for me in the near future.
What do you do, Sherry?
I'm in management, sales management.
Okay, and you put your applications out to a lot of different places, correct?
I have been, yes.
Okay, because you know what? Go ahead, Susan, you can probably throw cards for her, but you know what? I feel like you're really sweet, and when you go on interviews, they like you. Have you been on many interviews?
I have not.
I know. Well, that's
how long have you been looking?
I've been looking for about 6 months.
Yeah, because if they
haven't had, you haven't had one interview in 6 months?
That is correct. I have not.
I do see
sweet.
Why.
Have you had to look at your resume?
Yeah, it's your resume.
Okay, I have had it professionally done, and I've had my friends look at it, and we've tweaked it. So I am somewhat confident with my resume.
What kind of jobs are you applying for?
I'm applying for senior management, senior sales manager, regional manager.
Have you started with, you can throw cards, but let me just tell you real quick because I'm getting this quickly and I can't remember whenever I don't. So the thing is that what I'm seeing is if you would have a, and that's why I asked you, as soon as you get some interviews, interview face-to-face, you will nail the job. You are a sweet girl. Your energy is good. They're looking for someone like you. The problem is they can't get to you. And they're telling me something is wrong with your resume. And I'm going to tell you when you just told me that what they're saying. Have you applied, and I hate to say this, but you do know that you can shoot for the stars, but you need to apply, you know, for everything, meaning there might be positions underneath your senior that you are probably more well qualified for the senior, but you might end up, they're showing me junior position to move up. Have you applied to a position that is less than what you're applying to?
Yes, I've applied for many different positions, but based on my years in the professional business world, I do lean toward something that is comparable to my skill level.
Yeah.
So I do apply for many different things as well.
Because what I'm hearing, and Susan, you can throw the cards, what I'm hearing is this, that you need to get put a foot in the door, and it doesn't matter how. No matter what you do, you've got to get a foot in the door. Then, you know, you've got a chance because they will like you when they meet you. But there's something in your resume, and I don't know whether – it doesn't matter if it's professionally done. I had a professional package done also, and then I had my friend look over, and she said, you've got to be kidding. So there's sometimes it's something that maybe you're not saying – some little word that you're not saying or something, because they're looking at me saying a resume, and then I do see that there's positions that are less than what you think you should have but will rise to the positions that you want. So I do see you getting an interview, though. I think there's some things you need to do first, and that is, have you given your resume to, like, why are they saying your mother?
I have no idea.
Okay, has your mother looked over your resume?
My mother has been dead for 11 years.
Okay, well, maybe that's why they're saying it. Yeah, that could maybe why they're saying it. And your mom's probably here with me telling me that. But who can look over your resume that's a relative that's alive? Because what I'm hearing is that you need to have somebody in the family look over the resume because there's something missing in your resume. Maybe it's some fun part or entertainment part. I don't know. But what they're saying is there's something in your resume you're not saying.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Is there anybody in your family?
I have to say I'm picking up the same thing. Because my daughter went through the same thing. And how old are you, Sherry?
I'm 60.
You're 60?
60. I will be 60.
Okay, 60. Okay. Do you have your age on your resume?
No, absolutely not.
You don't have it on there?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. I'm still coming to the point that I know you've had it professionally done, but it's not that your resume, there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
It needs to have something added to it.
Yeah.
It's like you need to beef up and pump up some of your skills that stand out. And they're just kind of like, I can do this and 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 this. Like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm getting, you know, can I just say this? Because I know, you know, you're talking, Susan, and I understand that. But there's a boat. They're showing me, and I don't know if it's your mother, but I'm seeing a boat on a lake house, like a rowboat. And for some reason, they're showing me the oar. I see half the boat. Like half the boat's in the water. I know the whole thing's in the water, but I see. Do you know what the symbol is?
No, I don't.
Okay, does your mom, that's what they're showing me. She's showing me a rowboat and a lake on a lake. Like it's off the side, and I see this boat. So I don't know because I don't know the symbol of it for you. Does it mean, did you have a house that you grew up in that maybe was on a lake? Did you know anybody with it?
No, not at all.
Okay, because I'm seeing a rowboat on a lake, and she's showing it to me. So I don't know why, but keep that in mind because
okay.
I don't know if it's somebody she that you know, a relative that used to have a lake house, or because I don't see a house, I only see the boat. And it's a wooden boat. It's really strange because she keeps showing it to me. And it's got a wooden oar. So,
okay,
yeah,
I'll write that down.
Yeah, write that down because she just...
Okay. Because the skills are there. There's no question about it. And Bonnie and I are both picking up that it's in your resume. I mean,
yeah.
It because there's just no way that for you to be sending out resumes for 6 months and not get one interview.
Yeah.
And what they're saying. I just read an article not too long ago about how you get your resumes to stand out because they get
that's,
so many.
You
and
know
there's
what?
Something
in the boat. Maybe that's the boat, and what they're showing me is entertainment. You know, I keep hearing that there's something, maybe recreation. Did you put anything in there that for recreation?
No.
Well, that's what's missing. They need to know what you do for recreation if you like, and not read a book, because that everybody, you know, in a higher position really does read. So is there something that you do that stands out that you like as a hobby?
Not that I can think of.
Well, you need
really.
To find something to put in because I keep seeing the word entertainment. So, I mean, I really do believe you need to put something in there that grabs our attention, like I'm a baseball mom or my son, you know, was on the rowing team or I love to watch this. But they need to be able to take you from the crowd. And I do believe that if you have the same resume as everyone else, which is what, you know, why you're being looked over is you need to grab them and you need to grab them with extracurricular activities that you did not put on your resume because there should be a blurb about extracurricular activities.
Okay, very good. I wrote that down and I appreciate it.
Well,
it's just a little nudge. I mean, here's what spirit is showing me. It's like it's showing me your resume in front of me, and it's all written out, and it's beautifully done. It has everything in it, and they're taking a highlighter, and they're going highlight this, highlight that, highlight this, highlight that, and they're doing it in two different colors, yellow and blue. So basically, there's skills that you have in your resume that are buried, that are not being showcased. And you know, whatever it is, like you change your resume every time that you apply for a different position. You know, if you're applying for retail, you know, you pump up the fact that you ran the cash register, you worked the floor, you did stocking, you know, thing. And then if you're administration, you did customer service, you know, that type of thing. They're saying highlight. And that's what I'm seeing with the resume. Because if you're just sending out your resume, I mean, to all these jobs, I'm just seeing it just being shuffled.
Can I ask? You know, your mother. I see.
I don't know why you ask. Why do you ask permission?
Well, you know what? Now I'm seeing flowers. Now I'm seeing daisies. Okay. And I know it's a female figure that's giving them to me. They're holding on to them, actually. They're not really giving to you or me. They're holding on to them, and they have that boat. So I would love you to ask some of your family members if your mother or any of your mother's side of the family had some type of vacation home or...
I know they did not. They never did.
Okay.
No.
Did your mom, when she grew up, was she brought up by a lake? I see this in your mom showing it to me so much. I don't know what the symbolism is there, but she's showing me daisies and she's showing me this side of this wooden boat. And maybe
okay,
it's a
I'll
picture.
Write that down.
Yeah. Do you have a picture? Look in, and look around your house. Look at what your mother had in her house. Maybe there's a picture that I'm describing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll
okay, because she's showing it to me. She's not saying anything though. So
yeah, and if you make this change on your resume, I'm hearing that it's like it's almost immediate, immediate that the interviews start coming.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And once you get the interviews, all they have to do is meet you because you're going to nail the job. Okay, so you got to get where you have your foot in the door.
All right, sounds like a plan. Thank you both so very much.
You're very welcome.
Sherry, please call me back because, I mean, I see it so clear as day, and I know you're going to find this, whether it's a picture she's showing me of this or whether in her childhood or someone will know. Either she really had daisies in her house or she loved daisies. I see a veil, too. I see a veil halfway around her face with a hat. So it reminds me of an older a scene. Maybe, I don't know how old your mom was when she passed away.
My mom was 67 when she passed.
So was mine.
Yeah.
So is mine. I understand that. But no, this was back when she was a kid. So I'm not sure, you know, how far back that is for you. Like, is it in the 30s, the 40s? I don't know. But I could see the outfit that she has on. And she wants me to make sure that you know this. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a great
day. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to 5-1. You know, Susan, sometimes they show you things. I mean, it's so clear to me what they were showing. Sometimes people don't recognize it. It's been a long time since, you know, like my mom died in 2002.
It's difficult for you to figure out
what the symbols are, what it means,
because it's on such a personal level or a memory or a thought.
I know what it is. I just don't.
Spirit,
yeah.
You know, they use a lot of memories.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like, you know, by the time, you know, Sherry's 60 years old, I mean, she has so many memories.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this could be a memory when she was a child. But to the spirit, it's like today.
Right. Well, you know, it's kind of like she shut off. That's what I've heard. That's why they were showing me this. And it was like real, it was shut off. So maybe I don't know if it was a very tragic time. Maybe she didn't get I don't know. But she was shut off is what they were showing me. And maybe that's because the pain memories were too painful. You never know. So 516, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hello, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So welcome. Who are we speaking to today?
My name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
So my question's about love, which I know you girls love to answer.
Oh, we love love.
I know. Who doesn't love love?
This is love, yeah.
Already I see hearts, pink and red hearts coming out. So what are you going to ask us about love?
That's good. Well, I'm in the process of manifesting a wonderful relationship, and I wanted to see if you girls could give me a little peek into the future of what's coming.
How old are you, Sandra?
I'm 45.
45. When was the last serious relationship that you had?
About 4 years ago.
About 4 years ago. Been dating and this and that since then, or been a dry run?
No, just been really working on myself since that past one. I kind of had a real, like, spiritual awakening.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you have an awakening, girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what? I love those awakenings. They're the best. You know, I always say, it's really crazy, Sandra, but I always say we're down here. You know, everybody thinks you're down here to interact with others. Well, you are, but you're really down here to find love of yourself and love of the journey that you're supposed to have here. And sometimes that includes people and sometimes it doesn't. And so when you're working on yourself, that's the best thing that spirit can see for you. Don't you agree, Susan?
I think that that's what you've been doing for the last couple of years. And the first thing that I picked up for you in terms of a serious relationship is it's interesting because usually I get a number, but what I heard is 47 or 48.
That's what I heard. I heard 47. Oh, wow. I was waiting for you to say that because I know that you and I differ on the years. I live in this year and you live in the spirit year. So I was waiting for you to say that.
I was waiting for Bonnie to do her favorite saying. I know that you know that I know that you know that I know.
Yes, I picked that up, and that's really almost, see, for me, for you, you know, that's what, you're 40, did you say you're 45?
Yes.
45,
okay, so for
uh-huh.
me, that's in a year, and really 47 would be 2 years, but when you pass, I'm going to tell you what Susan's going to tell you, but when you pass your 46th birthday, it's really your 47th year. So really, it's only about a year. Well, you have that whole year to manifest, but
yeah.
That's not a long time.
Because spirit, when spirit gives me a number, I usually take it from the spirit perspective. But you know, a number is a number, and it said 47 or 48. So I'm assuming that it's going to be on the cusp of between those years, the 47th and 48th year. But when they say 47, that means it is in your 46th year because
yeah.
you've been, they count living years. They don't count birthdays. So when I ran the cards for you, okay, the first thing that came up was that the lover's card came up, which is a crossroads in emotions for you. It's like you've changed how you feel about love in the last couple of years.
You know, I'm answering for you, Sandra. Did you hear me? Yes, she has.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
because
okay.
You know
hey,
what
be quiet. Be quiet.
But I can feel it. I can feel it.
Bonnie,
okay,
and
I will
card.
Let you have it. Go ahead.
Be quiet. Yes. Okay. And the card that I'm reading, it shows future success, and then the guy comes up as a king of wands, and there's money there, okay? He's entrepreneurial. He feels like he could possibly be close to retirement, and I'm not saying that he's that much older than you, but it feels like that he's been successful. He's been alone for a while, and he just wants to play, and he's looking for a play partner. Okay.
How lucky am I?
Oh, my goodness, I think we want you. Okay, I hear you.
You promised me. Now, quiet. Let me finish these cards, and then you can talk all you want. Okay? So there's communication, a lot of communication back and forth, what I'm hearing, before this actually moves into a serious and do you do social media at all?
No, I don't. I like to deal with people face-to-face, but I definitely feel like I want the person that I'm going to be with to be, like, a real friend to me. So I can see a lot of communication. I could see that because I'm kind of not giving myself away these days.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, nah, you're going to have to work a little harder these days.
Yeah, try the social media, and don't let Bonnie give you the rules, because that takes about 10 minutes. It's like,
I am
going to
give
you
the rules, Sandra.
Yeah, just join one with the idea of like, hey, this is fun. Let's just see what happens. It may have nothing to do with the social media, but what I'm hearing here is that there's a lot of communication going back and forth. It could be meet somebody and talking on the phone or emailing back and forth, but there's a lot of communication, and it does show the victory card comes out at the very end, which means that this is a good, solid relationship that you're going to pull into the future. So, yeah, you're due. You paid your dues.
You came out a winner.
Yes, except you say D-O, I'm using D-U-E. You've done your due diligence in terms of going within, saying I'm accountable, I'll take responsibility. I'm the one that made the choices.
Absolutely.
I wrote it. Now let me write it.
Susan.
What?
Did you forget me over here? Because I did say I would come in a few minutes.
No, I forget you, sweetie. Now you can talk.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Steve.
I'm not going to hand you over anymore in the beginning. But anyway, I do want to tell you, Sandra, that
Or you never let me finish anything once you get on a roll, especially about love. Oh, for God's sake, you just started on love, and there's no stopping.
Well, listen, I have to tell you, the reason I saw all of those, and Susan, I will get to you in soon, but I saw all those roses, and when I see a mixture of them, especially red, pink, and white, it's a lot about friendship, love, romance, final love. So all of them that are mixed together tells me that you're going to have a mixture of all that first. So to me, that's what you want. I feel your energy. I know what you've worked on. I feel like you have come out of a tunnel yourself. That was the only person that could really bring you out of that tunnel, and you are going to the light. And I feel like, and I don't mean it like metaphorically, I just see that tunnel that you had been in, and you just came out like just a breath of fresh air. And now you're ready to meet somebody that will be, you have no, what I love about how I feel about you is you have no expectations. You just want them to be intelligent. You want them to be happy like you. You want them to interact with you, and you want them to love life, which then if you say, oh, well, that's not a lot, well, you really don't have a whole lot. You're not saying, oh, he has to be this. He has to have blonde hair. He has to have this. And that's good, because what I
no,
feel.
No, I'm keeping it open because first of all, I want to be surprised, you know, because that's part of the fun of it. And secondly, you know, I have always dated people that have been different from each other, and those differences, you know, teach you a lot.
Absolutely. And
so I like that. I don't just stick to one kind, one creed. You know, I like to mix it up around.
Well, I will tell you this. That's why I'm going to tell you, and Susan mentioned social media, and please don't stick your nose up at it, because I'm going to tell you this. It changes the energy.
No, I suggested social media. It's just that it's like, how about if we get your social media how to down to about 3 minutes instead of 10.
Okay, well, let me go. Excuse me. It's going to be 20 minutes if you keep this up. Anyway, what I do want to tell you, Sandra, is the reason why it'll be so good for you is because it'll teach you really, and I don't want you to get upset when I tell you this, but it's going to teach you how to actually date as a friend. And this is what I love about social media. And I'm going to give you my speech. It's going to go a few minutes long. This is what you need to do. It changes the energy about what you think about people and how to meet them. It doesn't matter if you don't meet them on social media. It matters that you have the intent out there. And it also brings to you different people from different walks of life and different cultures and different jobs and different areas, sometimes geographically. You don't want to go too far out, though, because my third rule is that after the third time you talk to somebody you like, you either have to Skype or meet them in person, actually go for coffee, not for like dinner or a drink, but to like a Starbucks, a barista, or anything around that you know you would meet a friend. Hey, let's go for coffee. And so it doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter really, because now you're interested, or you wouldn't have wanted to meet them in the first place, or they you. And really $1.20 or $4.20 cup of coffee for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, you can afford, they can afford. And actually, if you like each other, it can continue. But I suggest just that. Now I'll go backwards. So what you want to put out there is you want to put out there no married men, no men living with a girlfriend because they can't afford to live on their own, or somebody who has a roommate that they don't like and won't tell you. You don't want to do any, you want to make sure that is the only negative statements you want to put. You don't want to put it negatively. You just want to say, please don't apply if you're married but separated but still living at home, have a girlfriend but you broke up but can't afford to leave the house.
How about emotionally unavailable?
Well, then you're not. You're going to know that right away when you're talking to them. But physically unavailable is a tough one too. So, so then you're going to put everything you are. I love, not, you know, I don't want. I love Italian dinners. I love cannolis. I love walking and strolling down the street. And I really love for you and I to be able to have a conversation about books, movies, anything. And then the next line or the next paragraph is what you want from him. Don't put no smokers, no drinkers, no, you know, any, you don't need to work out. Wait a minute. Okay, so what that next paragraph has to say, if you don't want somebody who drinks and smokes, okay, because at a certain age they probably do or they don't, you say something like, I keep my body healthy and I would like somebody who also does. That will take away most of your smokers. It'll take most of your drinkers out of the picture if you don't like that. If you do, don't put it in. But there's ways to say what you don't want in what you like. So, you know, be careful with no negative. And please, I'm hearing eHarmony and Match.com. I don't know why. I don't recommend any sites. But for you, they're just showing me opposite ends. Put the application out there.
Yeah,
and
don't do eHarmony. I'm going to tell you right now, don't do eHarmony because you're too close to 50. And eHarmony is not 50 friendly. I'm going to tell you
that
right now.
Okay, well, you can do the one Susan does, which is what?
That's 50 plus, but 50 you can do
plus.
Match.com. Or,
Match.com is where I just see Match.com and eHarmony both equal on one side than the other. So if you want to pick Match.com, go right ahead, because my cousin was over 50 and married a man in Match.com. It was a dentist who is just the sweetest guy in the whole world, and he never would have picked her. That's what he told me. Never would have picked
her. So you really feel that I'm going to meet this man on social media, though?
No. What we really feel is that it'll change the energy you have and get you out there, and you might meet somebody from there, absolutely. But I don't know.
It
changes your energy.
And that's what we're hearing. So social media, email, phone, that's communication. It's someone that we see you corresponding back and forth and back and forth. Yeah. And back
Do you
and forth.
Think this person and, lives around me, or could they be out of state that I'm commuting?
On social media, basically what you do is that you choose by zip code.
Right,
who you're
right. No, I mean, I've done it before.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I haven't.
Right. And I can't even remember what
the thing is, Sandra. It's like this, and I'm going to tell you how I feel. If you don't meet them in 3 dates, they want a pen pal, and you don't want to be a pen pal. So therefore, it really has to be somebody within your local area, or at least 50 miles or whatever, because you don't want somebody that lives in another state.
That's what he called. Social media is our time. That's what it's called. I couldn't remember what the name of it is. And it's 50 plus, but you're like right at that borderline. So, they eat you up.
So the thing is, don't put 90-year-olds don't apply, because remember, we don't say negative. So you pick wherever you want to go. But the thing is that, Sandra, I can't tell you how important it is that you don't talk or write or get involved with anybody that after the three times that you talk to them, they don't want to meet, they can't meet, they're in a business meeting, because that tells me and should tell you there's something not right. So you don't want to put too far where they have to fly to see you or drive an hour to see you, because then there's always an excuse, if there is an excuse. So just do a local one and, put 30 miles. Or 50 miles, whatever, I don't really like 50, but put 30 miles and see what happens. Change it every three, I really believe at your age, and you're so much older than me, because I'm only 15, but you...
Yeah, and you realize you're taking advice from a teenager,
right? Yes, and they love that, because that's who knows the best. So the thing is, Sandra, that you could do every 6 months instead of every 3 months. You should change your picture. And I don't mean change it to like a stationary picture. Do something fun. Pick a fun picture. If they do not like you because of the picture that you put up and it's a real picture, then you don't want them anyway. So put up a really, Yeah, put up a really interesting picture and leave it there for about 6 months. We do see that you're meeting somebody soon, which is in a year or so. And I do believe that this will change some of the views that you have. I think you are going to meet, I think you will go on a few of these, and I don't know how they'll turn out, but I have a feeling you're going to see, because you've changed, a different type of a person. So I suggest you do it as soon as possible.
Okay, ladies, I will definitely try it again.
Well, you
can. Yes.
Yes. Call us and let us know. Keep us in touch.
It's getting ready to happen. I mean, like within the next 14 or 16 months. I mean, it's written. I mean, the only way that it's not going to happen is that if you decide that you're going to sit and watch TV and eat chocolates for the next 14 months and not move from that space.
Yeah. And the thing is, I got to tell you, I want to congratulate you. I want to just hug you and give you all kinds of, like, big slaps on the back because you've done a good job. Not everybody will sit there and take the time to work on themselves. So please know that we love you. We so see how you've worked, and it is going to pay off big time for you. Okay?
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, Sandra.
Yes, you too, and happy birthday.
I love that. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Sandra. I knew I loved you. All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye now.
Did you see? I got a birthday. Oh, my goodness, Susan. I got somebody that said happy birthday. I'm so excited.
Well, I mean, how are they going to miss it? Because it's going to be a broken record from now until then.
Oh, just don't worry. Your birthday is in October.
I'm only teasing you, sweetie. I'm the same way about my birthday. It's like, did you know my birthday's coming up?
I'll tell you, I will not forget your birthday's coming up because I'm so crazy about birthdays that you know I will do this for you too when your birthday, your whole birthday month.
Birthdays and Christmas. I love them. Birthdays and Valentine's Day. I love
Valentine's
Day.
I do too because you know all the heart stars and sparkles come out. So I'm going to take the next caller, and the next caller is 707. You're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi,
my name is Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
How are you?
Hi, I'm the one talking to you about the cords. Under Cool Cat.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, my mom, I've been taken care of. Mm-hmm. I feel an echo. So she is now in assisted care for the next 2 weeks, which should be like a little vacation for me.
Yeah.
But I'm having a hard time with it. You know, like I keep feeling like, well, maybe I better go down there and check or, you know. So I was going to ask for help on cutting those corners because I know cords because I know that my energy is feeling really low, and I know I need to rest.
Well, I'm going to tell Susan is great at telling you how to cut the cords, but I do want to ask you a question. She's in this. She's in there for 2 weeks. Did she break something?
No. What happened is she was in the hospital. Mm-hmm. She had gotten a really bad urinary tract infection,
mm-hmm.
and they were worried about going into the kidneys or whatever, but it just took a couple of days to bring her out of that. And she needed 24-hour care to go home. And I can do like 7 or 8 hours a day, but I can't. I knew I needed, this was a sign that I needed to break. So we just went into the nursing skilled facilities for 2 weeks to give her more, therapy and walking and dressing and all of that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a urology nurse. That was one of my fields. That's why I do sexual issues, because urology and sexual issues. So I do know why she's in there. But can I ask, you feel like you need to be there because you're afraid they're not going to give her the care that you do?
No, I know that she's not happy about being there.
Okay.
And so usually when she's been released from the hospital, I will stay with her 24/7. Oh. But I've been doing that, and so
yeah.
Actually, you know, I talked it over with the doctor, and we just decided to go ahead. I mean, she has a boyfriend that's 92, that's two blocks away
yeah.
that can visit her. You know,
yeah.
So
yeah.
So
I'm thinking yeah.
maybe it's a cord thing.
Yeah. Susan, can you tell her? Because you're really, unless you want me to, but you know what? You're a perfect candidate because I've got to tell you, I don't feel your mother, you know, when you were saying that, I'm thinking, why is she so anxious? Is she anxious because she doesn't think she's coming out of there? And I got the answer, no. So I know she's going to come out. I know she will, you know, I know it's you who's got, I feel like, I don't know whether you'll recognize this, but I feel, because I'm feeling it, it's more a guilt or obligation, and those are
yeah.
cords that really do need to be cut, because that is not healthy energy for you to be with yourself, or even with any, you know, or even towards your mom. So go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I listened to everything that you said, Kathleen, and I don't really think that this is a situation of cords being cut is the answer, okay? Because this is a karmic thing that between your mother and you that is a natural kind of agreement of how life would unfold between the two of you. And I'm not seeing that this is anything that you're dragging around with you. What I'm picking up about this is that this is just about you being okay with it. Okay? That
yeah, uh-huh.
Just kind of like you're emotionally trying to micromanage how you should feel about this and how the outcome of this should be. And this is a real wonderful lesson for you about surrender. Okay.
Wow.
It's really
okay.
Yeah. It's really not about, you know, the I mean, you know, there's some and when parents age and we watch them we stand by being helpless of not being able to fix it or change things, there's always an amount of guilt that goes along with that and a sense of responsibility of shoulda, woulda, coulda type of thing. But honor her journey, surrender to it. Just see where it goes. Pat yourself on the back always of saying, you know, I'm doing the best that I can with what I've got to work with. And just every single day ask the divine, show me what I need to do today. That's it's more about surrender than about cutting cords is what I'm hearing.
Oh, that makes so much sense. I overlooked
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, because of the guilt, I do see the guilt and angst. But I do will tell you this, that it's good, you know, I believe in cutting cords anyway. You can do, and I don't mean just with your mom, because I think there's other things also. And when
sure.
we mean cutting cords, I don't mean letting go, where you don't see people. I think people get that impression that when they say, oh, cut the cord, it means that that you're cutting yourself loose from that person. You're not cutting yourself loose from the person. You're bringing your energy back and taking a breath. So if you have any that even just I think there's other things in your life that you could use letting go of some of these cords for, because I do see
mm-hmm.
some attached to you. All you got to do is call Archangel Michael in, who's one of Susan's favorite angels and mine, and
mm-hmm.
ask him, and just ask him, say, you know, Archangel Michael, you know I'm attached to different people in different places, and emotionally I feel drained. Please remove the cords between me and anyone that has my energy and is using my energy, and bring my energy back to me cleansed. And so what you do is you visualize Michael pulling the cord, and then he patches it up with green, which is really love, which is your heart chakra. And then you want him to, after that, you want to ask him to protect you. So you want to ask him to bring blue light of protection. And then you want to ask him, the cords that you've taken from me, please send back to sender, passing through the white light of the divine. Because you never want to send anything back emotionally that would hurt someone else. So
that's
how I would look at it. And I try to do that every month just because I get really attached, and I know people get attached to me, and so it brings back
and,
my energy.
And she micromanages, so she does it for herself too.
Yeah. So I try micromanaging myself. It's not always easy, but you know, and so what I see is there's not just issues with your mom. So and you love your mom so much, and you are drained yourself from different things. So if I were you,
right? I also have my 8-year-old grandson with me.
Yeah,
for a month.
And you're being pulled even before this. You've been pulled. So just cleanse yourself. That's how I cleanse myself. I actually, you know, I visualize at my body. I look for the cords. Like if I don't know who they're attached to because there's so many of them usually.
Right.
Ask Archangel Michael to please release them from me. And he does. He cuts them and then you visualize patches of green, which I believe is your heart chakra because it has to be patched up from where the cords are taken from. And then I ask him to put blue light of protection around me and send back the cords that you've just cut to sender, passing through white light of universal energy, which then cleans and cleanses that for them coming back to whoever the cords need to go back to. So that's what I do once a month. I try, and it might be good for you to do that because I really feel like your energy, you need to get some of your energy back.
I do, but I never knew about the white light passing through. That makes you feel really good because you don't know if you're just hanging cords around.
And you don't want to send back anything because the cords that you have attached to you aren't always bad. They're just emotional cords that you don't need. So you don't want to send them back to somebody.
It's like a flow of yarn. You know, when we emotionally go through life, we pick up emotional yarn. And after a while, what it is that we can't even feel our own energy anymore. And we feel like the life is sucked out of us because we're all attached and wrapped up in everything that's going on around you. And it's good to shake that off every so often.
I just saw when you were saying that, Susan? You know, there's a book about this six things to Kevin Bacon, you know, where they've got, six something to Kevin Bacon. And that just shows you everybody's attached at some place and somewhere and sometime by somebody. And so it's really good to cleanse anyway. So another good thing that I do, I used to do, if you want to do this besides the cords, is I get into the shower and I visualize a rainbow, just water hitting me, which is all the spectrum of light. And I ask to be cleansed, you know, and then I put the bubble around me. So, you know, but first you got to cut those cords. And really it takes 2 seconds, and I think you'll feel better. They're telling me to tell you this, so I know that you'll feel better.
Yes. It's so helpful, and I haven't had a lot of time to listen to Block Talk these last few weeks. So you guys were perfect timing and just what I needed to know.
Yeah, and divine order.
And divine order. We love that. Will you call us and let us know how you're doing? Because if you know our show, we love hearing from our peeps.
I definitely will let you know, and I'm going to keep listening, and then I'm going to have my little quiet time in a shower, and
Perfect. Hopefully
I'll have a really good day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day. Oh, I love her. I'm so glad because that was what we were going to talk about in the beginning of the show, remember? So I love that that we were able to help somebody. That's just so cool. I should take my own advice more often. Hello?
I heard that.
You know, I know to do it. I wanted to do it weekly. I was told to do it weekly because, you know, I do reach, you know, and talk to so many people, even at the gym. But you know what? I don't always do it. But I'll tell you, when you need it, it's really a breath of fresh air. So we are going to go to 315. 315, you're all with Susan and Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Susan. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
This is Sue in New York.
Hi, Sue. Oh, Sue in New York. I'm going to be in New York. August 10th.
I'm way up by Canada.
I know. Well, you know what? I'm you're up by like Buffalo and all that.
Actually, I'm north of Syracuse.
Oh, okay. You know, it's beautiful. I know you get a lot of snow up there, but I'm telling you, I'm a snow bunny, girlfriend. And when I was there in New York, in Hyde Park, and it was 12 below, I had put pictures on Facebook. I was the happiest I had been in a long time, right, Susan?
Oh, God. She was, oh, my God. She had such cute pictures of her with her little Ugg boots on and her buried in snow and her little snow, her little snow coat. She was just like in heaven.
I was in heaven. You're right. It's making me smile so much. I love it up there. So I just, you know, my daughter's gone to Brooklyn. So hopefully, I mean, even though she's in Brooklyn, it's an hour and a half train ride to Hyde Park, Rhinebeck. But I might just do it just because I just love it up there. Okay, Sue. So how can we help you today?
Well, I went ahead and I waited till after the first, and I put went online to a dating site.
Uh-huh.
Like you had told me I should do.
Yes.
And I was on there like 15 minutes after I got my profile completed, and I was getting emails left and right.
Ah, yes. I'm so glad you're talking.
More than the rest.
Okay, well, I just want to say there was a person that we talked to just recently, and I don't remember her number, but that was listening. So here's Sue, who's doing exactly what we're telling you to do, girlfriend. I think it was Sandra. So if Sandra's listening still, Sandra, this is Sue. She did it. And I'm not saying you're going to meet somebody through there, but what I'm saying, it changes your energy in having to date, and it brings people to you. So go ahead, Sue. Go ahead.
Well, there was one person that stood out more than the rest.
Uh-huh.
And when I initially had emailed him, it was just about a picture that he had posted, and everything clicked from there. We were on the phone for 5 hours straight Thursday. And then we had like a 3-hour break. He had no signal. And then we were back on the phone for like another 7 hours.
Okay, so are you
he actually is from.
You have cauliflower ear yet?
I keep hearing. I know what you're going to ask, but go ahead.
You guys are like two teenagers.
Yeah.
There's a but. Okay, his hometown is like an hour and 20 minutes from me.
Is that the but?
Not too bad.
Okay, but he drives tractor trailer.
Is that a but?
He actually drove over 500 miles to come up here this weekend to see me.
Where's the bot?
We spent all weekend long. He wanted to meet my family, and everything was just perfect. Everything clicked perfect. The energy flow was just so amazing. Everything was so easy. He even went as far as to call his boss, his company that he works for, and have him change to the Northeast region so he could spend weekends with me. Here comes the bot.
Okay. Well, what's Susan tell you? Do you see the butt, Susan?
It has to do with his mother and his family.
Okay. So where's the butt?
They are now interfering with everything. They interfered yesterday.
Okay, so
everything.
Interfere how?
Yeah.
To the point where he deleted me off from his Facebook page just to make them happy and get him off from his back. In part because he's 8 years younger than me. Second, they're judging me from other people he's been with.
Yeah. How old is he?
He will be 38 in September.
Okay.
And I will be 44 in December.
That's nothing.
Oh, excuse me, I'm 45, I'm sorry. I'm 44 right now. Right, see, but they don't see it that way. She's like this really overprotective mother, obviously. and she's viewing it that, you know, because she thinks I'm going to be like his exes, that he makes really good money working out of town driving trucks, and I'm just going to use him for his money and cheat on him when he's out of town like the rest of them did.
Well, but how does he feel? I don't really care what she feels, but how does he feel?
That's the thing. The communication has been cut right down to almost zero. And everything's been going wrong at work since yesterday.
Okay. So let me ask a question. So you get a glimpse of somebody you really, really, really feel you gel with, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you know that for me, if it's supposed to work, it will. It could be that. How long has it been since you felt something like you felt with this guy?
For me or for him?
For you.
Honestly, the last time everything flowed this easily with somebody was well over 18 years ago.
Yeah, and I think that's
and
what
he had
told
me, and he had told me it had been over 9 for him.
Okay, but now he's not communicating with you, right?
Right. It's just a little bit here, a little bit there, no talking on the phone now.
Okay, so what you're telling me is that how you feel is really wonderful, but that this man is not able to make his own decisions because he's really wrapped up with his mom and his whoever, right?
Exactly. Now I understand why he'd made the comment Saturday and asked me if I ever thought about moving to North Carolina because he was looking at a house down there and wanted to move down to North Carolina.
Is that where his family is?
No, his family's up here.
Okay,
that's
so he
to
wants to get away from it. But yet he can't stand up and say, no, I'm going to date this girl, right?
From what I can understand, I mean, he said that we're still together as a couple dating and everything.
Okay, because you know what's so weird, Susan, is, you know, I'm talking to my Susan, is as soon as you got on the phone, I heard from you, you're the one, you're the one, you're the one, you're the one. That's how you feel.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting because Spirit's saying to me, it's like that who has ever gotten into a relationship in any form that of the guy that you met that their mother liked you right from the beginning. They all and always. It's like the man's mother never likes you ever. I mean,
it
always
my dad.
Yeah,
I'm the only girl, the youngest. So it's the same thing with my dad. I'm the only girl, and I am the youngest child, so it's the same thing with my dad.
Yeah, so that's what you're dealing with. What I'm hearing here is that, you know, you guys got something special here, and it's communication that needs to be going on here, and basically just being brave enough to say, you know, look. We've got a little bump in the road here. It's like, you know, what is it that you want from me? Where is this going to go?
That's what I've tried to do, and I'm hoping I can actually talk to him later because he's dealing with a lot of stuff at work right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything's just been a disaster since yesterday with him with work.
Why?
Okay, so
He had to drive from here, up here in New York, down to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, which is like a 6.5-hour drive, and he was supposed to pick up a truck. And that was supposed to happen anywhere around 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, Monday morning. He got down there. They had the paperwork all messed up. There was no one there to fix it. So he had to stay there all night long. They got there in the morning. They fixed the paperwork. His truck that he was to pick up was not there. So then he had to drive from Carlisle, Pennsylvania, to Perrysburg, Ohio, which was like another 6.5-7-hour drive. He got there. The truck that they gave him was full of black mold. And they were telling him, before he found the black mold, they were telling him he had to drive the car from Perrysburg back to Akron, Ohio, because it's a rental car, and then take a cab back. But then he found the black mold. So he had to stay in a hotel, and then he was having to drive from Perrysburg, Ohio, back to Carlisle, Pennsylvania today to get a different truck. And meanwhile, this is all coming out of his pocket. till they reimburse him whenever. 2 days, going to lose 3 days of work. So he's dealing with all that at work and then dealing with his mother and his family on top of it.
Let's bring it back to all of that means nothing.
Yeah.
That all of that means nothing. What we're talking about is that he has a cell phone. He has and can communicate with you. What is important is that all of this is part of life. Black mode, mistakes on trucks and everything. That's his life. Okay, that's how he lives his life. But what he's got going on with you is what's not being addressed.
Right, which is why I'm just hoping he has the time to be able to, you know, so I can actually talk to him. Because he's trying to get all this other stuff taken care of.
All right. Well,
You know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing, you know, I hate to say this because I really do think I heard you're the one. That's from you. I also heard, you know, I'm hearing from Spirit. My goodness, it just said something and I can't remember what it said. It said, it was saying that don't push this, let him do it. Because, see, part of his lesson is understanding what true feelings are and not being dependent on knowing them from his family, but actually being able to feel feelings for himself and dealing with them and telling his family he's a big boy and he knows what he needs to do, and though he loves them, his mistakes are his and he wants to make them, which will make them be quiet a little bit. But what I'm hearing from Spirit with you is this. Don't push it. Let him make those decisions, because I think that something will they're telling me that something will be revealed very shortly. So I don't know whether that's going to be him telling you that he doesn't care what his mother says and that he's got, you know, he's just going to deal with this and he wants to be dating you and pursuing this type of a relationship, or you'll find out that he can't. Something is going to be revealed very quickly,
he's going through a little Murphy's Law thing right now, and but the thing is that he knows you want to talk to him, and so basically this is the energy of where, you know, cat on your back, belly up, vulnerable and exposed, and just say, you know, I want to talk to you. When things calm down and you've got time, give me a call. In the meantime, you know, this is a great lesson for you to stay authentic with yourself, stay centered.
Yeah,
and, you know, maybe text him and just say, hope things are going well, blah, blah, blah. But I know it's difficult when those engines get revved up and, man, you think that you're on full steam ahead and then all of a sudden something happens that it puts the brakes on. It's just like you just feel like that the whole illusion got shattered. This isn't an illusion. His feelings for you are real. Let him sort them out.
Yeah. Just, you know, back off for just he needs to be able to step up to this plate. And it'll come very quickly. You'll know one way or the other. In fact, next week when you call, when we hear from you, I know you're going to be telling us one way or the other, because I do feel like there are things that are going to be revealed to you quickly that he'll have to come to grips with, one or the other.
Yeah.
And he'll know
because
them
because his
soon.
Mother and his brother is not the problem here.
Yeah.
Whether comments are being made or observations are being made, that's neither here nor there. What I feel about him is that pretty much he's not a mama's boy. Okay, he's the favorite of his mother, but he's not a mama's boy. He does what he wants to do, and regardless of what they say or what they don't, it may cause him some distress, but he's still going to do what he wants to do.
Yeah, and I hear they won't give him up. So, you know, he knows that. They might push him and say, blah, 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 that I'm hearing. But in the long run, when push comes to shove and he makes a decision what he wants to do, his mom will stick behind him. So I don't see that it's like a family riff or that they're going to take you over
me.
No,
yeah,
it's him who has to, if that's what you want,
I guess we're okay with it, that kind of thing.
And you won't have a – go ahead.
I've already sent him the text message telling him, you know, I know that he's stressed out and I know he's not happy over stuff that's going on with work and with his family and, you know, that we needed a chance to talk and just to get a hold of me, you know, when he had time. I've already done that today.
Well, perfect.
Okay. All right.
That's
all right.
It.
There, yes,
leave it go. You're going to be hearing from him soon. So you're,
If not today, definitely tomorrow, it feels like.
Yeah. You'll be hearing from them soon. And the thing is, we're so proud of you, Sue. We're so proud of you. Another one, another good, you know, good deal, no matter what happens. Because I got to tell you something. You've got somebody who really does like you, no matter what it works out, and you felt like you are on cloud nine. That tells you you still got those engines to rev, girlfriend, and nothing's gonna stop you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And I am so happy to talk to you. And please let us know, because you know Susan and I will be sitting here biting our fingers wondering what's going on, although we probably already know. So we'll let you figure out the rest. Girlfriend, give us a call. We are so happy for you because I can see how you felt. And that feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
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 And that's all you have to remember.
Just give him some space because what he had with you, he was just feeling just as great about it as you were.
You were.
So, so that hasn't gone away.
I'm so proud of you. I hope that Sandra hears your story and she does the same thing because love is love and love is in the air, and I love that. And it's just which way the wind blows to which love you catch. That's how I feel. You know, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, people think they walk in with one soulmate. You do have soulmates. You come down with a lot of them. But you know what? If you don't end up with one, there's another one standing there waiting for you. You didn't come down with one person that was going to, because, you know, then everybody would be left alone somewhere or the other. So I do believe
my favorite line. Yeah, no, not mine. No, my favorite
saying.
Why am I having a blank of this? It's like, anyway, let me tell you what it is, and then you tell me what this is. It's like, the prayer that I always like to give people that I'm counseling when it comes to relationships is very simple, is that you thank all the powers that be, whoever it is that pray to, for the wonderful blessing of this person coming into your life, that it was such a gift. And if this person isn't the right person for you, that give you a clear sign, or if he is the right person for you, make a clear sign. But if he's not, then immediately make it so that the next one comes in right behind for you. Because what you do is you give gratitude for the experience of having this wonderful person coming into your life, but you also want to be made aware of, if this relationship is not right for me, then step aside, make room for the one that is.
Oh, how did
I
you
can
get
do that.
To, you know what, honey? How did you're like a prophet? Okay, now you can add that to your.
I can't see your. I went like a blank. Is that a prayer or is that a meditation?
Oh my goodness, what the heck is that?
But it's like I use it all the time, and here's what that does. Is that, see, our inner child is a 4-year-old emotional little girl. She wants what she wants when she wants it. But the reality of it is that all she wants to do is feel loved and be happy. And if she feels like that there's nothing following up behind it, if there's no possible chance, think of how like a 4-year-old thinks. It's either black or white. He either is there or there's nothing. He's there or nothing. So what that does is that if this isn't the one, then what it does is that it sends the energy to the emotions, your inner emotions, that, well, you know, if it's not the one, then I know that that other guy's coming in right behind.
And you need to, and that's what, that's why it was so important for you to feel this. And he feels the same way with whatever happens. You need to know that the way you feel now with him is the way you want to feel. And you haven't felt that way in a long time. And I love that for you. And the nice thing is he feels the same way. Whether he can step up to the plate, whether he does step up to the plate, it isn't that that you're learning. It's that you can actually have and feel this way. And it was pretty quick with, you know, another. So the thing is, I know that something's going to be revealed to you. They keep saying something's going to be revealed to you soon. You are going to be happy, Sue. We saw that for you. And I'm just happy for you, girlfriend.
Thank you.
And let us know let us know what's going to go on because we want to know.
Well, I definitely will. And it's like the whole thing with like knowing or not knowing. The way I am, it's kind of black and white with me.
Oh, so if it goes a longer time, then you're going to forget him, right?
Well, yeah, I can turn that switch off. I can turn the switch on and switch
I know
off
how you are. I
can
see that.
Being cold-hearted.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that. You want to take this out and see what happens because this kid or this gentleman or whatever you want to call him,
he is a perfect gentleman.
Yeah, and that's why they're saying gentleman. And you are going to, he's going to grow knowing you, and you're going to have fun knowing him, and you just got to wait and see how it's played out, okay? But let him, he needs to settle down, and he needs to think on his own without any pressure. And you did perfect by saying, hey, I'd love to talk to you.
And he's perfectly capable of it. He's no mama's boy.
Don't micromanage.
So.
Don't micromanage like me. Okay?
Yeah. Listen to the pro. When she recommends you don't do that, she means it.
Yeah. Please. And have fun with it, Sue, because he really is. He really was taken for a loop like you were. Okay?
Yes. And thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
have
Sue.
A great day. Bye, Sue. I love her.
Bye.
Bye. Guess who we have? And I know she wants to ask you a question. Kelly, I think this is you, girlfriend. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
You know, I got to tell you, did you hear our show crashed yesterday? I couldn't get on it. For half an hour, I was on with Blog Talk. Finally, I got on at 1:30, and thank goodness all of our chatters were still there, and Susan was keeping everybody informed. So, you know, when you're not around, I have to tell you what happened.
Didn't you hear her telepathically going, Kelly, Kelly,
Kelly, Kelly, Kelly? I mean, come on, girlfriend. You're just thinking of yourself.
Well,
it's me.
I was going to say, about that time we were rolling down the road with a car full of four children and my daughter and myself, it's like it was hard to hear anything. Hysterically.
I'll tell you.
Wind in your ears, I'll tell you, it's hard to be telepathic.
Yes, you just weren't listening.
Sorry.
You were telepathic, you just weren't listening. Next time you need to listen, I'm all kidding. So I know that you have some issues, and I know, we talked about you yesterday on the show. Did you know that? So,
ears have been burning. Okay, I got it.
Well, you know what, I hated to use you as an example, but we had callers just with the same issue. So I said, oh, my goodness,
wow.
This is so crazy. I had just told Kelly this story and I said at the end, I hate to use Kelly's name, she's not here. But I didn't mind it because I know you wouldn't mind it, but I did mind it.
I would mind.
All right, Cal, go for it.
Oh, boy. Well, we've had some other, I'll just say, interesting things occur. And I'm going to ask Susan and you, it's like, you know, either one of you, whatever kind of take you get on this. As you know, I've changed the locks on the doors to my house. And yesterday we came back from, you know, when we go to the doctor with my daughter, it's like it's an hour trip there and an hour trip home. So we have a minimum of 2 hours. Plus, you know, by the time we, you know, dink around and do stuff and whatever, it's usually a good half a day trip for us. Well, by the time we got home yesterday, Now, you're talking to the anal retentive person here who is triple checking and making sure that I lock my doors and I pull them shut and I do my little door traps and all this stuff anymore, you know, all this stuff going on. We came home and the back door was about an inch or inch and a half open. It was unlocked and the door trap thing that I use was totally set off in the corner. And I'm like, okay, do we either have a really majorly active poltergeist? Or, I mean, this is a brand new door set. It's like there's no way that nobody could get a key unless they themselves are like a keysmith or something. I'm like going, how in the world, you know, what in the world's going on?
I'm going to let Susan answer this.
All right.
Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I think you got a Nora. I had a Nora in my house for a while. I'm feeling that you got a spirit going on in there that just wants to let you know that because they can. Nora used to lock me out of the house all the time. I'd take it was a woman that died downstairs and she had dementia, but apparently she was very security minded. And when I would go out and walk the dog, I would leave the doors unlocked and shut the door, and I'd come back, I'd be locked out. And time and time and time again. And finally I realized that it was Nora, so I started taking my keys with me, whether I locked the door or not. And inevitably, they were always locked. She had a thing.
Wow.
And that's what I'm picking up is that you've got a spirit there that is trying to make itself known. I'm not feeling that I don't, when I touch the energy of the lock, I don't feel any human presence on it at all.
Okay.
There is a spirit there. You know that, Kelly. It's the guy. And
you know, we haven't. You know, I actually had the downstairs people ask if we had kicked him out or something because they haven't heard him. They always said it used to be like when we were gone, they would like hear steps, you know, on the ceiling and stuff, you know, above or whatever. And it's like they said lately, since I guess like I don't know, she said sometime around in April, they haven't heard him. And I'm like going, either he's walking really softly.
Maybe got
or
that. Slippers.
He's out.
Who knows?
He's out keeping the cat company.
I got slippers. But I feel that it is spirit energy, a good conversation with you. It's like, look, we get it, but just you know, don't leave our door open. Like if you want to, if you want to show us that you're here, it's like you can unlock the doors, but just don't open the doors type of thing. That's how I used to have those conversations with Nora. I go, look, you know, just, you know, don't, if you want to lock the top one, fine, but don't lock the bottom one because then it's a son of a gun to get in. And she stopped locking the bottom one, but the top one was always. And then when her husband passed away, it was like maybe 6 months after I moved in. She was around for a little bit longer, and now she's gone. You know,
yeah.
Because apparently she
was
waiting
for him.
Yeah.
For him. Yeah.
But yeah, I got locked out every day. And my lights would be, and I would specifically, you know, when I first moved in, I thought, you know, wow, I mean, like, I'm getting senile here. What the heck? And then I started going, no, I specifically, and I'd make a point and I'd come back, they'd be locked out. And I thought, you know, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and take my key. Thank God my sister has one of those little lock boxes, you know, that has
right.
a spare key out there. It was every day. Then I finally got to the point where I just did it to aggravate her. You know, I just say, you know, hey, hey, Nora, I'm not locking the door today. Have fun.
Well, here, you know what, Cal? You know, this guy just loves the land. Remember I told you that? He likes the land. And he never locked his door when he had, you know, when he was there. And so what he's kind of trying to say to you is, you know, you're safe. You're safe. This isn't, you don't have to lock the doors. And he's kind of coming and going like he wants. So I would believe that if you have the conversation that Susan's telling you, that's a good way to weed out who it is. because what you have to do is have a conversation with them and say, look, we love that you're here. We know you protect the land. But you know what? We have to be safe. And back when you had
times have changed.
Yeah.
Times have changed. Because, I mean, my folks, my grandparents, my folks never ever locked their doors either. Shoot, the town I grew up in, it's like people left their keys in their car unlocked, you know?
Yeah.
It's a different world today.
Yeah, and that's what they're showing you. So just have the conversation like this. Hey, buddy, I really like you, and so do my kids, and we love that you're around keeping us all, you know, safe and the land safe, but could you please let us lock the door, and please don't take the locks off because it's a different time. But we promise you that when we're here by ourselves sometimes, we will make sure that we let you know that it's safe and we'll keep the locks unlocked, meaning when you're, you know, when you're there.
Yeah.
Because I think he really feels like he's protecting you and the land, and he wants you to know you don't need any other protection, but you do. So, you know, so this is a conversation you have to have.
I should just tell him, hey, return the camera and I'll be better.
Yeah, because, you know, like, even if you, if the thing is that even if you, like, would set up a little, you know, a security camera kind of thing, it's like it, you know, it wouldn't show anything. Because that when I touch that lock, there's no human hands on that lock.
Listen,
none.
Susan, touch the camera because I do see the camera. I know where it is, but she can't get to it. I feel like it's in an underwear drawer. Covered. I scrounged
through all my underwear drawers, Bonnie. I did. Truly, I did.
I know, but I don't know if it's in your underwear drawer, okay? It's in like a lingerie drawer. It's in, or a t-shirt drawer. It's being covered by clothes, and that's why you can't find it. So I don't know whether somebody put it there, one of the kids, somebody took it, wherever it is, it's in a drawer. I see it to the left-hand side of the drawer, and it's being covered by, like, clothes or underwear or something, and somebody, you forgot that it's there. Somebody doesn't know it's there.
Okay, well, I'll go through the drawers again. I will. It's like we did. You know, when you first told me that, I did. We went through every pile of everything, and it's like we didn't turn anything up. But
it's either like something was flung on it, and you're just not seeing it. Whether it's something, it's hiding.
Let's just hope that the image that Bonnie is picking up is not in somebody else's house.
I kind of thought it might be downstairs, okay? But I can't tell you, and I don't know that you'll get it back. But if you find it, it'll be in somebody's drawer in the left-hand side.
That's it. Okay. All righty. Sounds like a plan. I like that.
And you know we love you, honey, very much. And is there any other question? Because you're my last caller that I'm going to take.
You know, I'm going to ask one about geography again. I really am. It's like, and I know Sue's still listening on here, so it's like because she helped me do some geography stuff. So it's like, what I want to ask is like, give me a top three. You know, like the top. I'll say the top three states. How about that? Because it's like I'm still looking for that vortex. It's like that's one of the things I was talking about in chat today. Was I looked up ley lines. I looked up vortexes. I found online maps, and I'm like, I'm bearing in mind that it's like they do not want me on a ley line, so it's like I'm looking at them and going, where can I be away from these things? I find a vortex that's not on a ley line, I guess? I don't know, you know, because, man, there's all kinds of stuff, like Mount Shasta. It's like for some reason I was thinking Mount Shasta was Mount St. Helens, and I was like, oh, no, I got disabused of that. It's like I learned geography. It's like, Mount Shasta's in California, and St. Helens is the one up in Washington that I was thinking about. But vortexes, I was like, where in the world am I going to, you know, pick up the vortexes and all that? And I'm also still, you know, again, this is all with geography, and I'm looking for school. I'm still scrounging for school, and we've got, like, 7 weeks left to scrounge for school. And I'm scrounging.
When I see the name Kelly, I told you, I see the name Colorado. So I love to see you. I don't know why, but I see Colorado Kelly.
Cool.
So I'm not sure why, and I don't know if Susan picked it up. I'd love you to go to Casadega Lake Helen, because they do have, you can, you know, they do have a group that you would resonate with, and it's quiet, and I could see you living there. That's near a vortex. But I'm not.
I pick up Native American energy. I mean, wherever it is,
Mexico,
whatever vortex that you're looking for.
Yeah,
it's heavy into that kind of Earth Native American energy. So
that could be
anywhere, but mostly in the West. I mean, we had Indians everywhere, but mostly the strongest would be in the West. So, you know, I'm picking up the same thing that Bonnie is.
I
think it was Annabelle or Brenda had said, you know, like Southwest, and it's like, and it's, you know, when you said that, that clicks, because I think, I'm not positive, I'm going to have to look it up now, but I think there's actually some kind of a Native American reservation in the south part of Idaho. I'm not positive.
Chili.
Like,
oh, sorry, my dog is. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh.
Go ahead. Keep talking, Kelly.
So it's like, yeah, but that makes a lot of sense. That would make.
Yeah, because that's what I just felt so strong that it's that. It's the Native American vortex that you're looking for, which is earthy, which is elemental, very grounded, very connected in that. And it's like, you know, we have them all over the U.S., but the strongest is of course in the West.
Yeah, I told you, I thought New Mexico, Colorado. I, for some reason, and I don't know why, I keep seeing Colorado Kelly. I don't know why. But
Colorado Kelly. Yahoo!
But, you know, New Mexico
I can see you in a cowboy hat, Kelly, very easily. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No problem.
You know, Charlie's out there. There's another metaphysical shop out there that I think was that called in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Charlie's in Denver.
Yeah.
Which,
and then,
actually, I found that's another thing. Though, see, Denver's got a huge ley line. I mean, you talk about a convergence. It has, like, several ley lines crossed in Denver. It's really I learned so much from maps today.
Well,
I did exactly the same thing the other day. I was looking at California. I wanted to see. I love Carmel, and I'm thinking, you know, how far is Carmel from Los Angeles between San Francisco? Because that keeps on where everybody seems to be pointing me, between Los Angeles and San Francisco and Carmel, and it's like right smack in the middle. And I went, oh, that's a perfect place to buy a house, right between where work and love.
Balance. You'll be balanced. There you go.
Yeah, and you know what, Sally? I really believe once you get there, I do feel you have the money. I just think you're using it for different resources that you can consolidate. And I do feel that when you decide where you're going to go, you're going to be okay. And I believe that you're going to decide, really, you don't want to the problem you have, I feel, is that you don't want to decide, but you're going to be forced to.
I'm going to have, yeah, I know. I've been there before. It's like, and I think, I don't know, oh, no, I had told you some of this. I think I Skype messaged you. It's like, it's like, I don't know what to get a hold of you. Yeah,
yeah, you
yeah,
did.
You're a little bit of a procrastinator there, Kelly.
Yeah, no.
My daughter had a really good talk yesterday, though.
She doesn't want to do it, and she's more, you know, she's the thing
I
is
move,
that
I know.
Be,
I like the grand
you'll be forced. You'll be forced to, but you're not. You're going to go kicking and screaming. But I think once you get there, and you do get there, if you decide that's what you want to do, You're going to be so thankful, and your kids will be happy. You'll start to thrive. You'll see a different type of a life, and you'll be treated differently too. So you don't have to go to Colorado.
Yeah.
There's other places in Colorado. You didn't have to go to Denver. There's other small little towns. I would find one that had like-minded people. There's a town this guy, Donnie, is in. If Donnie hears me, he listens. He has a metaphysical shop. And it's somewhere in Colorado, in a little town. It's a ski town, but it's really cool. And I just look him up because I think he's in my Skype. I don't know if you could find him, but if I can find him, I'll Skype you his name. And he loved that they hike there. They do a lot of it. It's all outdoorsy, and even in New Mexico. So. There is, and you know who's in New Mexico is Spirit Winds. He went to some place called Sex or Incontinence, New Mexico. I don't know. It was a really crazy name. So I mean, there's all kinds of crazy like names in those New Mexico little tiny towns of small. But you need to be in a town.
Oh yeah, not like Florida, Canacoochee River.
Don't think about your hoochie, okay? Not think about your hoochie.
That's a whole different Indian tribe going on there.
The thing is, Kelly, I think that you need to also consider what you rock, and I don't want to bring up religion and things like that, but there are towns that'll be more favorable to you than others, and you need to take that in consideration when you move this time. Okay.
So
just research it. I feel like you're going to move on a dime. It's going to be kind of like you're going to find it. It's going to go quick.
Does that mean 10 cents or?
No, it means really sudden.
Yeah, that would be a cheap move.
I don't know. Kelly can pull it off, but I see it's going to be you're going to either make the decision. Something's going to force your hand, girlfriend. Just like the last caller, there is going to be something that forces your hand that you're going to say, "I can't take this anymore. It's not right. I can't do it. We're out of here." But in the meantime, you're doing your research, and I think you need to look like Susan says it more the real elemental type areas. But make sure when you go that they're one metaphysical, you've got metaphysical peeps there, and two is that you've got freedom of religion, you didn't have where you are. So the thing is,
theoretically, we're supposed to have that in this country, aren't we?
Yes, but sometimes we don't. So anyway.
I know.
I do want to tell you that I love you, and you can keep looking, and you can just, be prepared. That's all.
Be prepared. Okay. Be like the Boy Scouts. Okay. Get the Boy Scout troop out. All right. I can do that.
I know what you wrote me on Skype, and I still haven't changed my mantra from yesterday. So I didn't get to see it. You want me to change it, and I won't. But the thing is that I was taking Arthur out. I want to tell everybody that Chili is in my arms. She thinks she's running the show. She wants me to say hello to everyone and tell everybody that this is her show. Okay, so now that I've done that, I took Arthur out to breakfast.
Yay,
Chili!
And so I didn't get back to right before the show, so that's why you haven't heard from me. But when I read it, I said to myself, Kelly, I love you to death. My mantra still stands. I know you're going to be okay with what you're going through, and I also know that the way I feel is still the same way, girlfriend. So that's why I let Susan answer these questions. Although I didn't think about the code.
Yeah, I knew.
Yeah. Anyway,
Manitou Springs. Somebody typed in. Was it Manitou Springs, Colorado? There's a Manitou Springs.
Oh, I love that. Just start. I love Colorado. Do you know they say that the people who live in Colorado are the happiest? Did you know that's kind of like Sweden or Denmark?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Pop legal.
Friendliest and nice. Oh yeah. I'm sending my son to visit you, Kelly. Now the thing is that I do want you to know that people, my Diana, my nursing school, she has my nursing school roommate has a uncle who lives in Steamboat Springs or whatever, and she said when she went there, and she's from up north, she said that if she had to pick anywhere in the world to live, it would be Colorado because the people are so outdoorsy and friendly. She really, really felt like the energy there was really uplifting, and maybe that's why I keep picking Colorado for you, Kelly.
Could be. Could be. Okay.
Well, listen, by the way.
Yes, I'm going to go back and listen.
Well, by the way, tomorrow.
I'm listening to this again. I am.
Yeah, it just keeps on coming up. I mean, no matter who you talk to, it just keeps on coming up.
Also, to let you know our schedule for this week, because I saw that note in chat.
What are we doing?
Tomorrow is Ryan. No, the summer is tough. Tomorrow is Ryan Cole and you. So
okay.
I will be there at 1 o'clock, and we have Astrology Day, Rock in the House. On Thursday, you have Kelly and Laura Pirette. Laura will be Rock in the House, and Kelly will be her MC.
Hosting.
So that is,
no, I'll just be hosting because I love Laura. She's only on with us once a month, and it's like I just let her go. She's awesome.
So that is what the rest of our week looks like. And going into the next week, because we have a few minutes, Monday is my birthday. So I
know.
Yes, Bonnie's day is Monday.
Yes,
happy sweet 16.
Thank you.
In advance.
And you know what's so great? I get two of the best presents from two of my great co-hosts. Susan is going to rock my cards for me for my birthday. And Kelly is going to read my Atlantean cards for me for my new year.
And then Bonnie's going to share them with everyone on air.
Yes, I am. So, you know, I'm an open book. Anything goes. And then Tuesday, this is what happened, Kelly, yesterday. They said because I took the show off on Monday, I pressed a little trash can that it took everything out and that it took my number and my Skype name off. So I don't know why that happened, and that's something that you – because next week I've got to take Tuesday's show off. And I'm afraid to do that. So if you get a chance, I mean, I don't know why. Because remember, I went in and just canceled it with a little trash can just for that episode.
Oh,
she said it threw my number off and that it wasn't. And so we finally got on. But anyway, next week's show is Monday. I'm going to do an hour for my birthday because I want to sing happy birthday to myself. And I am and I will hear.
We need to get the happy
birthday. I'm sure there's lots of people that'll join in.
Well, then I'll unmute everyone, and they can all sing. And then it's going to be for an hour. Tuesday, we will not have a show. Wednesday, Kelly, is you and Ron. And Thursday is you and Leslie. So that's what the next 2 weeks look like. So you're going to take Wednesday and Thursday if you can. And if not, and something happens and you can't, we'll just, just call me and let me know. And we'll reschedule Ron and Kelly and Leslie. But so far it stands. Next week is you and Ron on Wednesday and you and Leslie on Thursday. So, and then the following week we're back to normal, which is the week of the 25th or the 26th.
No. There's no such thing as normal on this show. I beg to disagree there.
Well, we do have something interesting when we come back. We actually have an evening show. On Friday, I think it's the 25th, we have he's called the Intuitive Messenger. It's a male, everyone, and he's really, really, really handsome and such a sweet guy. He does have a day job. He is a physical, he does group physical activity for Florida Hospital. So he does.
Oh, wow.
He does. He's got his own day job, and then in the evening, he rocks Intuitive Tarot, Pet Psychic. Really cool guy. He's coming on, and Susan and I will be on the next hour. So we're trying a Friday night show. It'll be from 7 to 8. We'll be on the 25th will be our Intuitive Messenger.
Wow.
And from 7 to 8 and from 8 to 9, it will be Susan and I. And so please join us. Kelly, you're welcome to come on over.
Hi.
And we're just going to try one night show because he can't do daytime, and I'm putting the night show up. So hopefully you'll all join us, you'll all stay with us, you'll see us on the 25th from 7 to 9 because it'll be a really cool show and we hope that you all show up there. So I'm just going to say that we love everyone. Again, the messages we give are from Spirit. We love having our chatters. We love having our live callers. We love having our listeners.
Yes.
Please like us on Blog Talk. And,
please remember Bonnie's birthday.
And please remember my birthday.
I, I, I ask you in all sincerity as Bonnie's best friend and radio co-host that flood her Facebook with birthday messages or I'll never hear the end of it.
Yes, you won't. And I just spilled my water over in the garage and we have 90 seconds. And just to let everybody know, thank you for being with us. Thank you for making our day because we look forward to being with you. And thank you for even wanting to share with us your life, your issues. Let us rock your readings. And thank you, thank you. We love everyone. Kelly, you want to say goodbye? Susan, you want to go say goodbye? Because we love you.
I want to say thank you, guys. We apologize for the blog boot because blog is still kicking us off immediately as soon as we go off the air. But it's like, you know, we love our listeners. We appreciate you guys, you know, so much in the chat, people. I get such a good kick out of chat. I do. It's like, it's, you know, we cover interesting
and you do a fabulous job.
Fabulous job. We couldn't do without you, Kelly. And you know what, Kel? Without you, all these things go wrong. I can't really help. And we were off for half an hour before I figured out how to use a help desk. So everyone, I know, everyone, we love you. Please come back. Tomorrow's Astrology Day. We rock Ron, Cole, and Kelly, our card readers. We love them. Also with Ron, we would love for you to ask questions on general astrology.
Right.
Tomorrow we're going to take questions, hopefully. Kelly, get into chat if you can. See if there's any general questions for Ron that we can put on. So everyone.
Perfect.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye. We love you.